Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews, die Interviews zur SideCity 2024, direkt aus Frankfurt.
Im Folgenden war ich zu Gast bei Iris Helpmädel aus Schweden. Iris bezieht sich aufs Auge, Helpmädel bedeutet Hilfsmittel, hat also nichts mit Mädels zu tun, Leute. Zunächst präsentierte mir die Mitarbeiterin das Produkt Ping Pong, das allerdings nicht von Iris, sondern von Bones hergestellt wird. Diese Firma kennen wir schon vom Milestone. Das Produkt besteht aus dem Sender Ping und dem Empfänger Pong. Pong kann zum Beispiel beim Sport in den Schrank gelegt werden. Auf Knopfdruck am Ping kann man das Gerät per Funk dazu bringen, ein Geräusch abzuspielen. Somit kann man nach dem Sport leichter akustisch seinen Spind wieder auffinden. Auch das Auffinden von Ausgängen oder Ähnlichem ist möglich, wenn man Pong zuvor dort befestigt hat. Laut Webseite von Bones können 30 verschiedene Auffindesounds gewählt und es können mit der Ping-Einheit bis zu 3 Pong angesprochen werden. Die Stromversorgung des Pong kann über Batterien oder eine via USB-C aufladbare interne Akkueinheit erfolgen. Es scheint sich also um eine Weiterentwicklung des hier schon getesteten Piepsi von Vistac zu handeln. Näheres findet ihr unter www.bones.ch. Zum Zweiten plant Iris Helpmädel selbst die Produktion einer sprechenden Armbanduhr, die als medizinisches Gerät zugelassen ist. Damit kann sie als Hilfsmittel verschrieben werden. Die Armbanduhr soll eine klare Sprachausgabe in verschiedenen Sprachen erhalten. Es wird voraussichtlich Text-to-Speech-Technologie von Microsoft verwendet werden. Und wenn ihr einmal einen Sound von Pong hören wollt oder das englische Originalinterview haben möchtet, dann bleibt jetzt einfach dran.
Iris Helpmädel is just a name actually. It's Iris from the eye. And then we work with the products and aids for low vision and blind, mainly in Sweden. But as we are here now, we also have new products that we would like to introduce to Europe. So today I have two products here with me.
Okay.
And one of them is a so-called beacon. Mm-hmm. And that is two devices. It could be more devices, but I have one transmitter and one device that makes a sound. It could sound like this. And the purpose is that you could either find a certain place or you could be aware of something. Mm-hmm. So if you go into a room, for example, and you want to be sure it's an area where you haven't been before, you want to be sure that you can find the exit. Mm-hmm. You could put one of these on the door, mm-hmm. hanging on the door, and then you have the transmitter in your hand.
Okay.
And when you're going to leave, you just push the button and you can hear where the exit is.
Okay.
But you can also use it at home, for example, if you live in a house and you have mm-hmm. a mailbox and you want to be sure that you can find the mailbox, or you have another place where you have your wood, then you have different noises mm-hmm. where you're going to be oriented to. And also where I work, we have a lot of blind people in the building. And sometimes if there is an electrician, for example, he's standing on a high ladder and he's fixing something in the roof. Mm-hmm. We always put one of these hanging on his ladder, so if the blind people is going to pass, they can hear that there is something here. So okay. They can hear, for example, beep, beep, okay. beep from the ladder. So that's something to be aware of.
Okay.
So this is called Pong, the big unit, and the transmitter is called Ping. So Ping and Pong.
Okay.
And they are made by Bones in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. So if anyone wants more information about this, they can look for Bones at CH.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
from Bones. And but otherwise, why Iris Helpmedel is here now is because we're going to produce our own talking watch. And it's going to be an MDR product, which means that it's a medical device, so it can be prescribed in the EU countries as a medical product. Mm-hmm. So, and it's going to be ready next winter, actually, so I don't have it here yet.
Okay.
But we need it. We need a high-quality product with a clear speech and a good sound and good batteries and good quality.
And for wearing on the arm? Or?
Yes, it's a okay. wristwatch, actually.
Okay.
And it's not going to be a smartwatch because that already exists. So it is for people who does not have a smartphone or a smartwatch. They just want a talking watch.
Okay.
So that's mainly what I have to show here today.
Okay. And with a lot of languages, so...
Yeah, and that's why we are here too, because I want to hear what languages people are asking for.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're going to use maybe Microsoft voices or so. Mm-hmm. We are not sure about that yet.
Okay.
But it's a good speech, actually, and it's easy to use different languages in that way. Mm-hmm. So then we don't have to produce the sounds.
Yeah. Great. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Das war ein Beitrag aus Sideviews, der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.